But anyway, there's always a way to make it work, but it is difficult balancing off spirit and matter, mammon and God, so to speak. Let's talk to others about, I'm sure others can kind of identify with this. Anyone want to comment on how they have balanced off spirit, God and mammon to be able to make a living yet also focus on the spiritual side? Emmanuel's done a pretty good job of that, but the advantage of Emmanuel, he's doing the spiritual work to begin with that actually makes money. He's got the best of both worlds there.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm not an expert at it, but I do have my goals that I'm trying to do. My thing is that wherever you're the most awake, some people are night owls here, and I'm more of a morning person. So I try to do the spiritual work when I'm awake, because kind of like when I do my other work, it's more of like I'm getting myself into a theta state, which is a very calm, using more of my subconscious, more of my intuition. So it's almost like I'd rather analyze, spiritually consume in the morning time. I really feel like exercise daily has something to move daily has been very key for me. I notice I'll have more energy throughout the day if I move. If I don't move, it's like I'm kind of like groggy. You know? So those are my little tips there, if that helps anybody.
Yeah. Okay. How did everybody else deal with handling this, you know, making a living? How about you, Tyler? You got the mic. How do you handle making a living and doing the spiritual work?
I'm lucky enough that I got a job that gives me a lot of flexibility. I rose to a certain position in the school district, and my boss is never, he works in another building, he's never there.
Really?
But I get the job done, and so he's not breathing down my neck. So I have time during the week. I can spend a couple hours on meetings during the week. I have time to work on this or that, and as long as I get my job done, I'm able to do that. So I've been blessed with my job. And actually, this is kind of may sound weird, but not in this setting, probably. I had a spiritual experience in my job interview, which is weird. They asked me a question about how I would get along with somebody, and I have to remember my response, but I gave a response about... you know, basically seeing, they asked how I would deal with a disagreement with a coworker, and I can't remember exactly what I said, but I think it was something that you had talked about before, actually. And I had a spiritual confirmation about that, and it helped me get the job. I think they felt something too, at least on some level. And so that job has helped me to be able to balance the spiritual with the physical, and it's provided a good living for us.
Yeah, you know, what you said kind of reminds me what Adam says about his job, is he's got a, sound like he's got the ideal job in the fact that, as long as you get your work done, they don't complain. Is that right, Adam?
It's gotten busier, but I think one thing I did to balance...
One thing I did to balance spiritual and the, you know, what I needed to do materially was I changed my habits. I was always a night person. I was like you. I would stay up till 2 a.m. Later. And I found I was in that state. I was very, you know, it's very good for contemplation late at night because it's quiet and it's still the mind. But I had to change that. I had to get up early to meditate. And so now I get up on average between 5 and 6 a.m., meditate with different groups, and then, you know, then I'm able to go to work and feel good for the day.
I think you need to ask a woman. Like, listen.
Yeah.
Like who? Runs a family, runs a business, does that. You need to ask a woman.
Well,
Michael,
mine's quick and easy. I am just reminded of what Lord Krishna said. Dedicate the fruits of your action to me. And I think there's not a spiritual job and an unspiritual job. It's how do you bring spirit into matter? how do you spiritualize whatever you're doing? And I think if you dedicate that to God consciously.
In other words, see your earning a living as being spiritual, and this will help to not see the division. Huh?
Yeah, there's not a division. Yeah. You dedicate it to God, you love the people that you're working with, and that's. And the other one is, don't be attached to the fruits of your actions. Act, serve, work, dedicate, and however it comes out, let go.
I tell you, when I was in college, I was lived in the fire department there in Moscow, Idaho for 3 years. It's the largest volunteer fire department in the state of Idaho at the time. We learned all about fighting fires. I learned all about it while I was there. And what I liked about it was you have a lot of free time as a fireman. And I thought, this would be great, because if I can get a job as a fireman after I leave college, I can have all, because I wanted to be a writer, I could have all the time, all kinds of free time to write. And so I went and applied, and they wouldn't accept me because of my hand. So I couldn't get a job as a fireman, even though I had 3 years experience up in Moscow. So I found that to be somewhat annoying. But if I could have got a job as a fireman, that's a great place for a writer to have for a job, because 80% of your time you're just sitting around playing pool with everybody or watching TV or whatever. Matter of fact, it was kind of funny when I lived there. Sometimes people, if we didn't have a fire for a while, somebody would say, "Boy, you know, I'm bored. What we need is a good fire." And then they'd say, "Well, I shouldn't really be saying that, I guess, you know." But it did provide kind of good, broke the monotony when we had a good fire. As long as nobody got hurt, I guess that was what you call a good fire, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thanks already for that. I don't know if I will be speaking for, I guess, working mothers out there, but it's been something I've been wrestling with, to try to find time for the spiritual yet meet the needs of the material. My situation is a bit particular because I do have young children, so sometimes I looked at the group and I wonder who else has young children that I can relate to, that I can talk to, because, you know, Sunday meetings for me, it's the kids are all over the place. I can't put them in front of the TV for hours. It doesn't work. So I try to be flexible. And one thing I did ask, because I work in the legal field, and I asked to have a job where there's enough flexibility that I can work around the spiritual schedule. Which I do now. It's been several months.
Now you're trying to write a spiritual book right now.
That's it. So I wrote a children's book. I started the series, and now I feel like I have to write a fiction book more geared towards women, which has a lot of spiritual principles in there, and that will reach out to the common mortals, and not just the people in the New Age district. So anybody, a Joe and John anywhere, Susie out there will be able to connect with that story. So I'm doing that, and I will tie into what Emmanuel said. I tried writing at night, which I have a hard time doing now because my kids are going to bed later and later. So I would take from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or 11 p.m. to write, but I'm too tired now, and the kids are going to bed at 9:30, 10 almost. And so during the day, in the morning is my most awake, receiving. We're very peaceful. I'm much more still in the morning than any other time during the day. Especially at night, I'm more agitated. So I'm working around that now. I started doing a new schedule for myself. But it's such an act of balance, because I have to work. There's work. There's people asking things from me from work. I have the family and I have the spiritual. So it's a constant act of balance. That helps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not writing anything spiritual or anything like that, but I'm a gardener. And what I've noticed, you know, being a gardener and that kind of thing, is that I'm constantly looking around and watching the insects and and watching my flowers, and I love being out in the yard and watching the sky and being outside, because, you know, I'm constantly thinking and saying to myself, you know, I'm so thankful. And I thank God, you know, I thank God for the flowers. I thank God for the day. And a weird thing happened in the spring. And Curtis explained it, because I was just really, you know, wondering why. All the years passed, all my different colored irises came out, you know, just like how I had planted them, all the different colors. Last winter was totally different, or this last spring, all my different colors didn't come out. Only a few of them came out like they were supposed to. A lot of them came out like the original bulb color of the dark purple. And I kept thinking, you know, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And so when my backyard irises started blooming, I was so thankful that my yellow iris didn't turn purple. And I can remember, you know, saying, oh, thank God I still have some yellow, and that they didn't turn purple. And so I asked Curtis, I said, you know, what happened? What do you think happened to my iris? And he said, you know, it could have been that it just, the temperature got too cold. But I remember thinking, you know, in the spring, you know, well, at least I still had some yellow. You know, I was so thankful. You know, and I do that all the time when I'm outside. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that I'm still here. I'm thankful, you know, to God about, you know, just about everything, about the day, about the, you know, the clouds, about, you know, just about everything. And so, you know, even though I'm not on a real spiritual path, you know, that's what I personally do.
Okay, any other comment?